Ketchikan will have to wait to find out whether it will keep incumbent former House District 1 Representative Kyle Johansson. He pulled out of the primary election to run as an independent in the general. Wrangell, however, will learn as early as Tuesday whether its former House District 2 Representative Peggy Wilson will continue in the race. Wilson faces two newcomers to state politics, Patty Mackey, who heads the Ketchikan Visitors Bureau, and Agnes Moran, a Ketchikan Gateway Borough Assembly member, both have the advantage of living in the new district's largest city. However, Wilson says her experience gives her the advantage.
I know the history of the different issues that we have come in contact with in the 12 years that I've been in. I know what works and what doesn't work. I've got a lot of institutional knowledge, and also now I'm in leadership, and that leadership puts me in a position that I can really get more done and actually bring more cash to my district.
All the primary election candidates, including the lone Democrat, Matt Olson, say they want to help improve the region's economy. Mackey says her top priority if elected would be ensuring that state resources are used to build strong local economies.
You will do that by continuing and making sure you have good communication with local leadership, because it's not a legislator that's going to decide which type of economic activity is going to occur in a community. It's going to be the community. It's going to be the businesses. They're going to be the ones that put the priorities together for what they feel is needed to develop their local economies. And then they're going to come to their representative and want help in achieving that goal.
The origin of candidates' campaign donations has been a topic of discussion leading up to the primary. Moran says all of her donations have been from residents of the district, and she doesn't want to be beholden to donors from elsewhere. The other candidates say it's not an issue as long as donations are reported. Olson, a Ketchikan City Council member and local teacher, says donations from other communities show a broader support base that could be helpful to a legislator.
If you can't reach out across a state and talk to people across a state, then you're not going to be very good in the legislature reaching out and looking across the aisle at someone who might feel a little differently than you on some subject. And if you can't reach across there and talk with them, then you're not going to be any use to us up there. If all you're going to do is focus on the local, completely on the local, then you're going to be at a disadvantage when you reach the legislature.
All the primary candidates agree that increased hydroelectric capacity is key to the district's future. Moran says that while hydroelectric dams are expensive to build, once they are built, they provide inexpensive power for many years. She says it appears that raising the Swan Lake Dam to increase capacity should be looked at first.
But even saying that, you can't just look at hydro in Southeast without considering the energy issues that are going on up in the interior. And I think if you're going to have a successful hydro push in Southeast, it's got to be part of a larger comprehensive energy plan throughout the state, because we need to address the energy issues of the rail belt and we need to address the energy issues in the remote portions of the state.
Johansson has held off campaigning during the primary season and says he'll actively campaign following Tuesday's election.
I thought it was fair for the voters to concentrate on the candidates in the primary, and for me to get in there and be a part of it would be, I think, a distraction to those people on the ballot. Since I'm not going to be on the primary ballot, I didn't think it was fair for me to interject into the debate. But I look forward to a good healthy debate for the general. I think it's going to be a really good, positive experience.
Throughout the primary campaign, various candidates have said that for the past few years, Ketchikan hasn't had good leadership in the House. Johansson says voters should look at his record and decide then.
We have had great success in the legislature for the past 6 years. And anybody that says that we haven't is obviously not looking at the facts of the case. And my record. I run on my record and my achievements.
Johansson raised the ire of many constituents in 2010 when, during a legislative organizational meeting, he forfeited his leadership position and walked out of the majority caucus. Before walking out, Johansson offered to step down as House Majority Leader if caucus members would give his friend, Representative Charisse Millett, a seat on the House Finance Committee. After that offer was rejected, Johansson and Millett left the caucus, giving up all leadership positions. Johansson has not been readmitted to the majority caucus, but he says he would join the caucus if reelected.
Every legislature every 2 years is a completely new exercise, and so there's no connection to the legislature before. People have come and gone from caucus for years since statehood, and the next organization, they're right back in as though nothing had ever happened. Clean slate, and I've got great relations with all 59 other legislators, and so, yeah, that's not even a concern at all in my mind.
Johansson says he has 90 signatures, which is 40 more than required, on his petition to file for the general ballot. He says he plans to continue gathering through Saturday and will submit the petition by Tuesday's 5 p.m. deadline. In Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.